This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now it's time for the Hyundai Next Day Strikeout Highlight. Here's a great Cubs radio call.
Spin and pick up the ball against a guy like that.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. As you say that, Derek Hill did not pick up that one at all. He strikes out swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts for Cade Horton.
All strikeouts by Cubs pitchers are brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers.
Ever feel like the road is out to... Thankfully, Hyundai is always working to ensure it doesn't, with over 130 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006. IIHS Top Safety Awards include Top Safety Pick and Top Safety Pick Plus Awards to Hyundai vehicles from 2006 to 2025.
Right now, for a limited time, you can lease the Hyundai Tucson for $259 a month or get $1,750 bonus cash. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Offers end June 2nd. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
This hour is brought to you by the Second Me Clinics of Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app. WSCR Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
And Odyssey Sports Station.
The Score!
This one well hit to center field. Crow Armstrong looking up. And that one is out. Two home runs from Miguel Vargas today, accounting for all three runs for the Sox.
A line drive rocket to left center field, and again, with the wind blowing the way it's blowing, it couldn't keep it in the park.
Welcome back in on Hit and Run. It is 670 The Score. That's the radio station you're listening to. My name is Matt Spiegel, and we are now joined on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline by the White Sox third baseman and first baseman, Miguel Vargas. Download the Circa app today. Miguel, good morning. Thanks for making time for us today, man. Appreciate that. How are you?
Good, good. How are you guys? Thank you for inviting me to the show today.
Absolutely. My pleasure, man. I'm enjoying you very much as a hitter and as a player right now. And that Cubs series... That must have been fun for you to go, what was it, 6-for-10 with the three homers and all of that, and to feel that excitement. How was that weekend for you to play that well and hit that well at Wrigley Field?
I mean, you know, the cross-town series always is important for us, you know, the rivalry we have in the, you know, on the city. And then, you know, we don't get the result we want to, but... You know, it was a lot of fun, a lot of great vibes in the stadium, a lot of people. And then, you know, was such a good moment for me personally, you know. But I think we can wait for see what's happened when they come back here home.
That's right. You get another shot at them. It seems like a good moment for you guys right now, man. We were talking about it in the first hour of the show. It's like it must feel a lot better now than it felt last year for you. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I think, you know, this year we got such a young team, and also we got a couple of veteran guys. Then, you know, obviously guys have like 10 plus years in the show. And then, you know, learning from them every single day. And, you know, they teach us trying to be better every single time. I think, you know, this couple last week having show up, like, you know, when we're doing the thing in the right way, you know, a lot of good things can happen.
Talking to Miguel Vargas here on 670 The Score. I was thinking about your early days, your young days as a dreamer, like to play in Major League Baseball. Who was your favorite big leaguer when you were a kid, Miguel?
Well, you know, in Cuba, we don't have a lot of internet at the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was back in Cuba, I was watching Kendry Morales. I watched Derek Jeter, obviously. Mm-hmm. Albert Pujols, Adrian Beltre. That was, those poor guy was my favorite guy to watch.
Those were your early favorite guys. And how about your dad? Did you like the way your dad played? Your dad was on the Cuban national team. Did you like his style and how he played?
Yeah, 100%. That's my, you know, favorite player of all time. I think he's the best. And, you know, obviously he was my big influence to, you know, play baseball. I just enjoy going to the park with him and practice and, you know, now follow him and make him here. He never was able to play here in the big leagues. And, you know, for me to do it, it's like, you know, for like appreciation for him for, you know, enjoy me to the game and enjoy me the love for the game.
Oh, man, that's cool. That's cool. Forgive my ignorance, but has he been able to come here and watch you play here?
Yeah, he come here a lot. He's been here every year at homestand.
Good.
He come here and, you know, spent here a week with me. And, you know, it's the whole day talking about baseball, but it's the fun part about it.
Wow, that's awesome. So you spend the whole day talking to your dad about baseball, and he stays with you at your place?
Yeah, he stayed with me. We stayed together. And then, you know, after the game, we drive back home talking about the day. We get there. We get home. We're still talking about what we're going to do tomorrow, what's the plan, and what we do better. And, you know, until we go to bed, we're just talking about baseball.
Oh, man, that is amazing. Come on now. Fathers and sons who are listening, and me as a father and a son, that's just the best. Are you better than him now?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he played for way too long. You know, he played for 22 years. He got, like, you know, 2,000 plus hits. So, you know, I have a long way to go. But, you know, I'm glad that I have him in my side and he can teach me and I can learn so much from him.
All right. Well, you can't get 2,000 hits this year, obviously. You can't play 22 mm-hmm. years this year. But how about the power? Do you have more power than him? You hit the ball hard and far when you connect.
I probably have a little bit more of a power.
There we go.
But he obviously was way better here than me, for sure.
Man, talking to Miguel Vargas here on The Score. So you came up as a Dodger. You defected and joined the Dodgers at age 17. Is that right?
I signed with them in 17, and I played my first year in 18 in Arizona.
Wow, I can't imagine that what that was like. Your English is good, man. Has it gotten better? Like, did you have some when you got here at age 18? What was that like for you?
Yeah, so I wasn't speaking good at all when I get here. My first couple of years, I was very struggling, and you know, I think the pandemic kind of helped me up with my English because I was at home every day watching TV show and stuff like that, and you know, I put a little bit of subtitles, and I was, you know, able to understand a little bit. You know, I just want to be able to go out there and, you know, talk to my teammates, my coaches, and, you know, understand what, you know, communication is very important for, you know, everybody, and especially for when you play for a team, it's very important, and you know, understand them and they understand you, and you know, for me that was the, you know, my biggest thing. And you know, I was very, very glad, and you know, they helped me through every single day.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'll never forget. I remember Pedro Martinez saying how important it was that he got good at English as early as he did, because he started to learn so much more from his teammates. Not necessarily the coaches, but really from his teammates and hanging around each other.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like I said before, we got guys here, you know, with 10-plus year.
Yeah.
And then, you know, be able to have a conversation with them, and, you know, they talk to you about the experience in the, you know, during those 10 years and, you know, all they do. And, you know, it's really, really impressive when you have those conversations and you kind of know your teammates and everybody else around you. It's very important for me to do that.
So I'm thinking about you coming up as a Dodger, and there's a lot of names in my head of who you might have played with, who you might have traveled with in that organization. Like, who are you, some of your friends in Major League Baseball right now for the Dodgers or on other teams that you came up with?
You know, I got a couple guys, obviously. You know, Andy Pajes, he's my brother.
Hmm.
I think Michael Bush now from playing for the Cubs. I had Mookie. Mookie helped me a lot too. J.D. Martinez.
Wow.
I can't say a lot of guys. Then, you know, I really have a good relationship with them. You know, we're talking a lot, you know, around the league, around the season. Sometimes they face pitchers and, you know, I get in a call and say, hey, what you got on him? And, you know, kind of, you know, they help me out too. So it's good.
So did you talk with Michael Bush at Wrigley, like, you know, before and after the Brad Keller thing? Like, you know, maybe he could help keep the peace if it needed to be kept.
Yeah, I mean, I was you know, early in the game with him. And then, you know, I haven't started watching football because him, and he's a Viking fan. So he got me to Viking games in 23. We got a great relationship. And then, you know, I know him for a long now, like almost 4 years. And then, you know, we've been playing together for so long, and I'm very happy to see him again. He's doing well out there.
That's really cool. Yeah, Michael Bush from Minnesota, a Vikings fan. Not surprising he got you into the Vikings. Talking to Miguel Vargas here. All right, I referenced it, but I was thinking about it. After Brad Keller hit you with the pitch, you were asked what you were saying to Brad. And we have the sound here from after the game, Miguel. This is you after the game when people asked, what did you say to Brad Keller? Here we go.
I just want to know, what was his favorite restaurant?
So you are asking what his favorite restaurants were. Did he give you any restaurants that you've had a chance to try yet?
No, he don't give me anything. Yeah. He probably don't heard me when I asked him, so it was very loud. You know, a lot of people in the ballpark, so
it was loud. He couldn't hear you. Like, seriously, Brad,
yeah.
Help a brother out. It's like,
yeah.
You know, there's got a good. I'm at a steak place. Chicago's got lots of good restaurants.
Yeah, I know. I've been in some couple good places here in Chicago, and I think it's really nice.
Where have you been? Where have you been that you like? Give us a restaurant that you tried that you liked so far.
I've been in a restaurant called Smith.
Oh, Smith. And, yeah, I know the Smith downtown. Yeah, absolutely.
River North. And I've been the RPM. RPM is really nice too. Really like that one.
That's awesome. I actually caught wind of what I think that was about. And you tell me, because I heard it on the radio broadcast, heard Len Casper and Darren Jackson. They thought that you were doing what a third baseman is allowed to do, blocking Pete Crow Armstrong's view of the outfielder on a sacrifice fly. And the Cubs got a little edgy about that. Is that true? Because if that's what you were doing, that's just good baseball. That's just good, smart baseball, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, I've seen that the rules have been changing in the last couple of years. And then, you know, back in the day, the position player was more able to be more close to the runner to, you know, try to cover his view.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like now it's more, they're more concerned about it. So they don't want you to be that close. They probably call you interference. I don't know if you see the game Dodgers and the Mets then happened. I played just like that. And they called interference, and the guy was like probably 10 feet from the base. And, you know, that's really tough one. But, you know, I'm just trying to play the game how it comes. I'm just trying to win. And, you know, I do whatever for trying to win, you know, especially, you know, don't try to hurt nobody, especially, you know, just doing the little thing and, you know, try to help my team.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think you did anything wrong at all. Hey, Miguel, last thing, the offensive excellence of late for you, you know, has been really exciting. And I wondered if you could just tell us from your perspective how it went down. Did the team come to you and say, hey, you should move your hands up? Or was it something you were thinking about? How did that happen from your perspective?
I remember we in Minnesota, and I wasn't playing that day, and I just get early there. The hitting coach just got me, and, you know, we got a really good conversation. Then something we can be better, and something that really could help me. And then, you know, I just listen to them. I want to be better every single day. And, you know, whatever take me for do it, I want to be able to do it. And, you know, they really come with that. And, you know, especially having results right away, it's made your mind, you know, more clear, and you're starting to trust more in what you're doing. And, you know, I think that was the big key. Then, you know, having the result right away, I think that was a big key for me. And, you know, trying to be consistent with that now during the season. I know sometimes it's very hard to make adjustment, but, you know, you have to grind there through the process and, you know, really trust it.
Miguel, yeah, it's an OPS of 950 since game number 23, and it's really cool that you were open-minded enough to try it, and now you're looking like the guy that that Sox fans dreamed of when the trade happened. So congrats on the success. Thanks for the time and the willingness to talk, and really enjoyed getting to know you a little bit, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys, for the invitation, and, you know, I'm really we're glad to you guys give me the opportunity.
Absolutely. And it'll be my dream to go to a restaurant with you and Brad Keller together. That's my dream.
For sure.
All right, man. I'll be in touch about that. Thanks, Miguel.
Right, thanks.
Okay, man. That's Miguel Vargas. I like that dude. Seriously, can you imagine being 18 years old, not speaking English, and being in America? Like, good luck. I mean, what those guys go through, and then good for him for busting his ass and keeping rolling, and all the flack and the crap that he must have caught and heard from fans last year and early this year, being the headliner of that trade. And that trade is looking a hell of a lot better, because Miguel Vargas was always a dude who could rake. And then in the bigs, it just stopped happening. It just stopped happening. He got advice from J.D. Martinez, got advice from Mookie Betts. We just scratched the surface on stuff we could learn from Miguel Vargas. That was really cool. And now, for anybody who doesn't know, the White Sox came to him after consulting with their biomechanics expert on staff and said, Miguel, you're having trouble with fastballs in the upper part of the zone. We want you to raise your hands and flatten your bat on your shoulder in your setup. And he said, okay. Let's do it. Let's give it a shot. And that was 27 games ago. Okay? The man has 6 homers, 16 RBIs, a big pile of doubles, 6 doubles, a batting average of .320, and an OPS of .950 in his last 26 games. That is no longer a small sample. I mean, it's getting bigger, obviously. And it's based on something very tangible. So props to him for that. Enjoy that very much. It's Matt Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run on 670 The Score. We will do Team of the Moment when we come back. And we'll get to Matt Shaw from inside the clubhouse as well on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hit and run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
And a high fly ball to deep right field. And he has just tied this game up off the roof of the bullpen. Kepler has tied it up at six here in the top of the ninth inning. And the Phillies do it again against Mason Miller. Swing and a fly ball center field. Marshall get under it. It's not that deep. Tagging at third is Davidson. He's coming home. The throw to the plate on one hop. He is out at home plate. What a throw by Marsh. Swing. And the Phillies hang on and have won nine consecutive games as Max Lazar closes out the 11th inning for his first major league save.
It was the team of the moment, offering entertainment. The team of the moment, they caught our eyes.
The team of the moment is the Philadelphia Phillies. They've won nine straight games for the first time since June of 2022. And as you look at the standings in the National League, you see the Phillies are atop the National League East by three games over the once on fire New York Mets, previous team of the moment. They're 8.5 up on the Atlanta Braves, who are a game under 500. And overall in the National League, the Phillies have the best record in the National League. In fact, they've got the best record now in baseball, better than the Detroit Tigers at 33-20. The Phillies have found their footing, 9 of their last 10, because they've won 9 in a row. The run differential up to a plus 43. This all happening in a week where their closer, Jose Alvarado, got suspended for 80 games, and he will be ineligible for the postseason. So they've got some things to figure out. Jordan Romano has become the closer, and he was actually pitching very well when Alvarado went down. On Friday, Romano failed. Guess who came in and got and finished the game on Friday after Romano fell apart? It was the White Sox lefty, the former one, Tanner Banks. On Saturday, yesterday, the first career save for reliever named Max Lazar, the final pitcher available on the Phillies lineup card with less than 16 career innings to his name. He came in and got the save yesterday. They will be going out and getting bullpen help. But what they don't need is starting pitching help. The Phillies as a rotation are very, very good. Jesus Luzardo has been phenomenal. Zach Wheeler right now is in the midst of a 22 and two-thirds consecutive scoreless inning streak over the course of four different games. They are deep and they are good in that rotation. So deep that they might throw one of their starters into the bullpen if they need it. Talking about maybe Ranger Suarez, but Wheeler's been good. Lizardo's been good. He's been great with an ERA under two. Christopher Sanchez, who goes today, has been good. Aaron Nola's been terrible. He's been terrible. He's 1-7 with a 6.16 ERA, and right now he's on the injured list, apparently against his will. Doesn't matter. Taiwan Walker has been back and forth. They brought up a kid named Mick Abel, who was dominant in his first big league appearance ever. Six innings, gave up five hits, struck out nine, sent him back down. That organization is in good shape. And in terms of the hitting, well, you heard Max Kepler with a big hit there against Mason Miller of the A's. Second night in a row, they got to the Reaper, Mason Miller. You heard Brandon Marsh there with a great throw to get the double play on a base runner. And they've got other guys. Maybe you've heard of Bryce Harper with an OPS over 800. JT Realmuto started terrible, but has picked it up a little bit. And then there's this guy who leads the major leagues in home runs. Yeah.
2-0. And a high fly ball to deep right field. Forget about it. It's going to be onto the berm. And then it kicks into the bullpen. Solo home run for Schwarber. The Phillies retake the lead. His 18th of the year. And man, did he make this place seem small.
Three hits on the road trip. All three have been homers. It's just a matter of time. He just one arms it out to right field, as we've seen him do on a number of times throughout the season. There's some kind of strong in there.
And that man, Babe Effenruth, Kyle Schwarber, is no longer just a home run or bust guy. He's got an OPS of 977. He's hitting 255, an on-base of 397. 18 home runs is great. And if there's a few more busts, so be it. But now that dude, he crushes lefties. I gave you the stat last week. Schwarber, of all the lefties who have faced left-handed pitchers 50 times or more since the beginning of last season, he's top three in OPS, along with Juan Soto and Yordan Alvarez. That's who Kyle Schwarber is now. Over the course of a year and change, he now crushes lefties. Now sometimes he needs to do work with the hitting coach, Kevin Long, on facing righties because he gets out of sync against them. So look, this team and that lineup, they are absolutely loaded, as you know, with Trey Turner and Nick Castellanos. Right now, they're 17-10 on the road. Schwarber now has nine homers in May. And the Phillies' rotation, since the beginning of this winning streak, is an ERA under two. They are locked and loaded. They need another bullpen piece, and we'll see what they do. But the team at the moment is indeed the Philadelphia Phillies. It is 670 The Score. Matt Spiegel is who you are with. We are, at this moment, hanging out with you until the top of the hour, when we will hand it over to Cubs baseball. We just got this update on the Cubs lineup. Carson Kelly has been scratched due to illness. Oh my God. Reese McGuire, just called up to replace Miguel Amaya on the roster, is now going to step in as the catcher. Who's the emergency catcher on this team? Who's the Cubs emergency catcher now? I don't know the answer to that. With Carson Kelly being ill, I mean, I guess maybe he's the emergency catcher today. But Reese McGuire will start, and I'm sure the lineup will flip as well. 670 The Score. We'll get you the latest on that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about somebody who got sent down, has come back up, and has done really, really well. And in fact, let's let you hear from that person. Matt Shaw was on Inside the Clubhouse yesterday. He's been terrific since he came back after those 22 games in the minors. Fascinating process to get him right. Sahadev Sharma of The Athletic wrote about it very well over the course of the week. They sent Matt Shaw down and just wanted him to rake, and he did indeed rake. Numbers were great at AAA. He got comfortable right away. away. And then while he was down there working on, you know, just getting comfortable, they also had him working off the outside of games, in BP and otherwise, on minimizing the leg kick. And they wanted to see him do it in games. And he finally did it. Between a Thursday and a Friday in his AAA stint, he showed it in two games down there. And he showed it well enough that they were like, all right, come on back up, kid. And the kid's been doing well. He joined Inside the Clubhouse yesterday, and they talked about his going down, his coming back, and the whole process. Here's Bruce and David with Matt Shaw.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get sent down, you know, it's definitely a demotion. Like, you know, when you hear about it, you're not excited. You're not, like, overjoyed that you're getting sent down, and it sucks, you know, to hear that. You know, just to have that conversation is, you know, definitely is not exciting or fun in any way. But, you know, after it happens and you have time to reflect a little bit, and, you know, I had like 2 days to travel down to Iowa. I think just having those 2 days off just helped me to look at everything that I had done already in the major leagues and helped me to reflect and get myself some perspective on what I would do different next time. And, you know, so I think overall it just kind of gave me a different headspace about the situation. And, you know, I kind of knew it was coming, you know, sooner than later, just with how I was performing. And, you know, it's the big leagues. You need to perform to stay here.
So, Matt, you know Chicago. You've been here long enough to understand that this is a city full of amateur hitting instructors. So when everybody watches you at the plate, everybody seems to know exactly what mechanically you needed to change and what you needed to adjust. And so here you are back, and how would you best describe what you tweaked, what you adjusted, and how different, if you are at all different, with your swing mechanics?
Yeah, I mean, one of the big adjustments I made right away was just getting back on top of the baseball. That just helps me to be more on time. And then, you know, one thing that they wanted to see for me was a lower leg kick, just to make sure that I was, you know, not doing the same thing that I did last time I was in the big leagues. You know, to see something that was different, to see that I was adapting and adjusting and growing. And, you know, so that's what I did. So, yeah, I mean, those are some small adjustments that I've made to get back here and to feel successful. And, yeah, definitely a lot of people that are chiming in about mechanics and stuff like that. But I think that's the nature of professional sports. People like to chime in about anything that they feel like they can. And so you just got to take it for a grain of salt. Listen to the people that you respect and trust, and just know that the people you do respect and trust are in your corner and just want the best. So, you know, we have a lot of those people that I trust.
Matthew, you know, we were talking before you came on about how the concentration in spring training was. Here's a young man that, you know, a really good baseball athlete, but had to get used to playing third base and the you know, some of the rudimentary things that has to happen. When did that light start to feel like it clicked on and it became more natural? Because I know watching you in spring training, how much work you put into it.
Yeah. I mean, probably really, you know, when I get sent down to Iowa, things just started to really click defensively. And I've kind of just taken that confidence and that groove back to the big league. So, somewhere where, again, still putting a lot of time and effort there to make sure I'm continuing to grow and get better. Or certain plays that still are not necessarily second nature that I'm, you know, working at to make sure they become second nature. But yeah, I feel very, very confident over there. And yeah, I'm really excited about how this year has gone so far defensively.
When you watch a Kyle Tucker at bat, and he went through two horrendous weeks where he couldn't buy a hit, but you watch him still have good at-bats, if that makes any sense, okay? Take his walks, continue to do what he wants to do, even though it's not happening. How does that resonate for a younger hitter like you to watch him go about his business?
Yeah, I mean, I think in general as hitters, you know, you have a feeling when you're confident and you know yourself and you know what you're trying to do. And that sticks with you regardless of the results. Tuck obviously has a very specific plan, who he's trying to be and what he's trying to do at the plate. And, you know, regardless of the outcome, I think he sticks with that very consistently. And it keeps his confidence high, you know, because he knows what he's trying to do and And honestly, if you look at those at-bats, I'm sure that he was successful in what he was trying to do. It just didn't necessarily work out in his favor, which is the nature of baseball. So I think, you know, that's something that I've learned this time around, whereas I didn't really feel that way last time. It's just being very confident in my process, being very confident in what I need to do, and understanding that whether it's works out great, like if I go for five like last night or one for two like the night before, like I still feel confident in my process. And I think that's something that's really exciting to take into every single day. And I think that's what we do as a team. You know, everyone is very confident in their process. And I think that's it's really hard to get through a lineup that is convicted in their plan.
Man, how about that? That's Matt Shaw. That is a young and thoughtful, intelligent kid with a very different personality than other young, thoughtful, intelligent kids on this team, like Pete Crow Armstrong. I find myself thinking about the differences in those two guys' demeanor and their personalities as we have been permitted to know them so far. And there is room for everybody. And then the veterans have to make those guys comfortable. It's interesting. We were talking with Nico Horner earlier in the week on Spiegel and Holmes, as we do on Tuesdays. And I can't wait to talk to Nico again on Tuesday. But he was talking about, you know, we asked him about, like, oh, what's it like when Matt Shaw comes back? And he's like, yeah, I've been there where you come up and you're all super excited and you're expecting a warm welcome. And everybody's like, just going about their business. Just kind of, yep, I'm just in my routine. Here we are. And you're the kid going, well, I guess I just got to find my way, you know? But it's, you know, some of those things are kind of similar to the way they've been, but the people can be different. I know Nico's one guy, he's one veteran, who goes out of his way to make the kids comfortable because you need them. You need them to produce. And I think coaches get to it more. Bruce was hinting at it yesterday in that interview about how the coaches and the organization as a more, you know, humanistic touch in talking to a kid and helping them figure out what they need to do, helping them understand what the plan is as they move forward and try to, you know, reassimilate themselves into the big leagues. It's pretty cool stuff. We have a revised lineup. I think Reese McGuire is going to hit nine. I'll be shocked if he's not hitting nine. For those who have not heard, Carson Kelly now into the bench for the Cubs today with an illness, and that means they're down both of their catchers, like literally in the last like 7 hours, you know? I guess the last like hour and a half in terms of the roster moves itself. Yeah, here's your revised lineup. Has Happ, Tucker, Suzuki, Swanson at four, Crow Armstrong at five now, because Kelly was hitting four. Horner at six, Turner at seven, Shaw at eight. Everybody moves up a slot from four on down as Reese McGuire has slid in to be the catcher. And, you know, reach out. Let's reach out to Zach Rakum. Who's the emergency catcher? If Carson Kelly can't go, I need to know who that is. Vidal Bruhan, here's a catcher's mitt. Good luck, kid. It's got to be something like that.
Oh, boy.
I know. I wonder if, I mean, you hope it's not anything serious for Carson Kelly. Hopefully just an illness. And maybe he's even available off the bench in a pinch. Yeah, he's allowed to. When we come back, something coming back to Wrigley for the first time in decades has gotten us understandably excited. And we have a rule discrepancy. A rule discrepancy around MLB. Something came up. I brought it up to a player who then referenced a play. And now a listener is involved. A major league broadcaster is now involved via text. We are sorting out actual MLB rules in real time here on Hit and Run. We will discuss when we come back on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Time to introduce the participants. Let's join Wayne Messmer, the public address announcer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrigley Field and the 1990 All-Star Game. From the Chicago Cubs, number 12, Sean Dunston. Batting second and playing second base, making his fifth consecutive All-Star start, the National League top vote-getter from the Chicago Cubs, Ryne Sandberg. Fifth and playing right field, the 1987 National League Most Valuable Player, making his seventh All-Star game appearance from the Chicago Cubs, Andre Dawson. Ladies and gentlemen, your 1990 National League All-Star.
A 2-0 thriller. I don't know if it was a thriller or not. 1990, the American League scored two runs in the top of the seventh at Wrigley Field. Brett Saberhagen got the win. The losing pitcher was the Reds color analyst, Jeff Brantley. Dennis Eckersley got the save, just two hits for the National League All-Stars that night at Wrigley Field. That's too bad. I'm sure the Cub fans were going crazy and hoping for more hits than just one from Will Clark and one from Lenny Dykstra. That's it. And not a single extra base hit. Can you imagine buying tickets for the All-Star game at Wrigley and getting two hits out of the National League and they're both singles? Can you imagine that? Well, you'll have a chance to do that again, and I bet they'll get more hits than that. 2027, the All-Star Game, looking like it's going to be awarded to the Cubs and Wrigley Field. It is usually kind of a quid pro quo in terms of how this goes once you invest some of your own money as an ownership group into the ballpark's renovations, which the Ricketts family certainly did. And, man, that should be awesome. That should be really great. Because, like, the All-Star Game is not just the All-Star Game. It's an All-Star Week with so many events. By the way, it's Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel. We go a little long today, so I got another 10 minutes or so with you. An important update on a Major League Baseball rule that is in the process of changing that we must discuss. We'll get to that in a minute. But the All-Star Game is really, as I said, the All-Star Week. There's an HBCU classic to help promote baseball in the historically black colleges and the black community. There's the Home Run Derby, obviously, on Monday. There's the celebrity softball game. The celebrity, who's going to get asked to play? Is there going to be a crossover from the Odyssey softball team and the celebrity softball game? The mind reels. Probably not. But anyway, there's going to be all kinds of stuff. There's like an all-star village that they make. By then, you know, things are going to happen. With the bollards that they're going to be placing in the streets, the concrete bollards that they're going to be installing, perhaps on Addison, certainly on Waveland, certainly on Sheffield, you know, there's going to be an opportunity to shut down those streets and have like a whole all-star village there for a few days, all sorts of different kinds of commerce. Gallagher Way is going to be nuts, I'm sure, for the entirety of a week. I wonder if they'll schedule they'll arrange to schedule a Cubs road trip on the front end of that all-star game. I'll be surprised if they don't. But man, that should be a pretty cool week here in Chicago. And that news came out during the course of the week. All right, let's get to this, okay? So I brought it up to Miguel Vargas because I had caught wind of it through Len Casper and Darren Jackson on their broadcast about what happened between Vargas and Brad Keller. And what had happened was that Vargas was shielding Pete Crow Armstrong's vision from Luis Robert in center field on the second sacrifice fly by Seiya Suzuki in that Sunday game a week ago today against the Cubs. And Quinton Berry didn't like it. Quinton Berry was chirping. Quinton Berry was like, hey, man, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? And then Vargas started chirping back, and the umpire got involved, and then the Cubs dugout was chirping. And then Brad Keller, either on his own or however, we don't know exactly how it happened, Brad Keller decided to hit Miguel Vargas. And Miguel Vargas is like, what the hell, man? I'm just being a baseball player. I'm just doing what I do. And I thought that was just simply good baseball. Smart. Thoughtful baseball. You guys remember when Javi Baez, as the shortstop for the Cubs, got in the way of Troy Tulowitzki of the Colorado Rockies when Troy was trying to look in and steal signs from the catcher? That's just one example of putting yourself visually in the way of a base runner that has apparently been on the books but not enforced for a long, long time. Here's the rule in the rule book, okay? Because it hasn't been enforced, but I'm going to read you the rule in the rule book because something seems to have changed between last Sunday's game and a Friday game with the Mets and the Dodgers. This Friday game between the Mets and the Dodgers saw a base runner at third when Pete Alonso hit a sacrifice fly. And here's what it sounds like. Sean, is this from Mets radio or Dodgers radio or Dodgers TV or Mets TV?
I believe this is Dodgers TV.
Okay, well, here it is from Friday night's game between the Dodgers and the Mets.
Fly ball toward right. Should be deep enough to score Marte. We'll see. Hernandez coming in. Makes the catch. Marte's tagging. Hernandez with a good throw to the plate. Marte is out. Teoscar Hernandez. Well, now Marte is being awarded home plate. There was some interference or obstruction with Max Muncy at third. Well, I think he's saying he blocked the path of Marte to see when he was allowed to tag up there.
So, yeah, that's Apple TV. That's Wayne Randazzo and Dontrell Willis with the wow, because that is never called. But they called it there. The umpires in that one, Trip Gibson is the third base umpire who made the call. I checked just to see. It was not the same umpiring crew and not any crossover between the one at Wrigley with the Cubs and the Sox, because something has changed. Something has literally changed between last Sunday and now on Friday. Or one crew decided to call it and the other crew decided not to, because it has not been called for years. Props to the caller, the texter, I should say, who texted in that this has now been called in MLB, and he sent me that play, sent me that game. And this guy, I believe, is a high school coach or high school player, said it was called in the high school game that he was a part of earlier this year. And in texting with a major league broadcaster whose initials are Len Casper, he said that it's crap. It's crap, folks. The runner on third base Batter, here it is. Runner on third base, one out. Batter, it's a fly ball to right center field. Runner goes back to third to tag up. Third baseman approaches him, approaches the runner, faces him, jockeys back and forth, intentionally trying to block the runner's view of the fielder catching the ball, ruling this is obstruction. The umpire should call the infraction when it occurs and award bases, if any, in the appropriate manner. It says faces him. So, like, if you're looking at him and you're putting your body in front of them, okay? You're putting your body in front of them and trying to shield them. Muncy was not facing him. Muncy was not facing the base runner. And guess what? Neither was Miguel Vargas. Neither was Miguel Vargas facing the base runner. So they both did something wrong, those umpires. You know? Or the second one, I should say. The Trip Gibson should not have called that. So are they going to start then calling this? I guess you got to be careful then. If it's going to be ticky-tacky like that, you got to be careful. So, look, it's a fascinating development, at least to me, the baseball nerd in this situation. Otherwise, by the way, that DeGrom, when was this? When was DeGrom against the Yankees? Earlier in the week?
Earlier this week. I think it was Monday or Tuesday.
DeGrom is back to being DeGrom. He is filthy. Yet again is Jacob DeGrom. And I saw the arm slots a little bit lower, and that's kind of a development. And, you know, Texas, you don't get to see DeGrom if you're the White Sox. But DeGrom faced the Yankees, and he struck out 9 people. At the end of that game, though, he did not strike out Aaron Judge. And this is what happened.
High fly ball. Just got under it. Wind takes it.
Wow. At the end of the battle, look at this. Aaron Judge looks in and says, yeah, I just missed you. And DeGrom said, yep, certainly did.
Man, I love stuff like that. There was a great moment about a week ago when Chandler Simpson, the speed demon of Tampa Bay, got beat to the first base bag by Max Fried. Did you guys see that? And Max Fried was hauling asked to get to the first base bag, and he got there. He got there and beat him, and then they had a look and an exchange, and afterwards Max Fried was talking about and said Chandler Simpson was like shocked that Max Fried had those kind of wheels, and he's like, I had to run hard just to get you. Stuff like that where game is recognizing game. Judge, by the way, also did this because he always does this.
That's Judge Scott's going to right field to see if it carries deep. Judge does it again. Home run number 18, and the Yankees are on the board early, 1-0.
Well, he's making sure his first time as a regular here in Colorado is working. This ball just carries over that right field fence. He got a fastball, a 3-2 fastball, and crushed it.
So Aaron Judge just demolishing baseballs right now. He leads the majors in home runs with 18, tied with Kyle Schwarber. Aaron Judge's OPS is 1.244. He's hitting 395. That is an outrageous OPS. 3 batters in baseball have an OPS over 1. They are Aaron Judge, Freddie Freeman, and Shohei Ohtani. But I mentioned this early at the top of the show, and it's worth mentioning again, that in RBIs, Rafael Devers, number 1 in MLB with 48. But number 2 is Aaron Judge, tied with both Pete Crow Armstrong and Seiya Suzuki. Seiya is having a year, people. 13 homers and 46 ribs for Seiya. And he's, you know, last couple of years we've been talking about him as like, you know, he's supposed to be their best player, supposed to be their best offensive player. And now, I mean, you could argue that he's the third best offensive player, but whatever, it doesn't matter. He and Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker are all raking. Tucker tied for 11th with 37 RBIs on the year, and his OPS over 900. Kyle Tucker's, as he has rebounded quite a bit after a couple of weeks of not great results. Kyle Tucker's OPS has him 12th in all of baseball. Man, Cubs offense is a fun thing. That is for damn sure. So we've learned a lot today. We've learned that the third base coach has to be paying attention and might be able to get the third base umpire to make a call, even if the third baseman is not facing the base runner as he is supposed to be, according to the rule. Maybe you can get the umpire to make a call. And MLB is starting to clamp down on that. So we learned that. What else did we learn? We learned that Miguel Vargas is not better than his father in his eyes because his father played for 22 years and had 2,000 hits, but he does have more power than his father, and he's proud of that. And we learned that Miguel Vargas' dad, when he comes to town to watch his son play, for most homestands, he's in town, lives with Miguel, and they drive back and forth to the ballpark talking baseball every day. And they talk baseball deep into the night. How cool is that? Loved talking to that kid. What a fun show. Thank you to Miguel Vargas. Thanks to White Sox PR for helping out. Thanks to Keith Law from The Athletic. Thanks to Connor McKnight from CHSN. Thanks to Sean Sears for doing an absolutely great job. Me, I'm off tomorrow for Memorial Day. I'll be back with you on Tuesday for the Spiegel and Holmes show, and we'll have Nico Horner on. Also, Craig Counsell going to be on that show on Wednesday afternoon as well. Cubs baseball is coming up next. Thanks for listening to Hit and Run here on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.